lips are calling. Okay.
Nope. Enough. Let's pull the plug on that. Nope. Thank you. Danny Boy may be the unofficial favorite on St. Patrick's Day, but let's face it, the song is just tired. In New York City, where St. Patrick's Day celebrations are in full swing, we found someone who agrees with that sentiment. Sean Clancy runs Red Foley's in New York City. Sean, sounds like a pretty busy day for you.
It's a crazy day. It's a great day to be Irish.
It is not a great day there in Red Foley's, from what I understand, for Danny Boy. You're the guy who decided that we're done with Danny Boy on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, yes, we were known as the bar that did ban Danny Boy. But in fairness to me, we banned the butchering of Danny Boy.
Because, yeah, one man's butchering, though, is another man's...
Yeah, but I'm just, you know what, it's like, I grew up in Ireland. Until I came to America, I've never equated Danny Boy as being an Irish song at all. You know, it's more of a Scottish song, but it's been adopted here, obviously, by the Irish. And the second thing is, I mean, it's mostly equated with funerals, you know. I mean, and St. Patrick's Day is a time for celebration, and it's a time to celebrate. So, you know, I mean, we're celebrating by singing a song about, I mean, listen to the words. The song was written actually 100 years ago this year about a mother, son's going off to war, and the mother's basically, hey, I'm going to be dead when you come back, but will you at least come and sit by my grave? Not really how you want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day when we have so many great uplifting songs. So that's where the Danny Boy came about. But to be honest with you, on a day like today, I mean, it's so busy here and there's so many people here that even if you tried to sing Danny Boy, you get drowned out by whether it be the Dropkick Murphys or the Floggin' Mollies or the Pogues or the U2 or you name it. They're all in full force here today.
Yeah, but those guys also do a version of Danny Boy, don't they?
Yeah, and I mean, the Muppets have done it. I rest my case.
As you say, this has been going on for a few years where you are at Red Foley's. Do you have to tell anyone to stop, or people
nah,
just
not
know?
Really. I mean, and truth be told, we really don't allow singing anyway. But today's a day where, you know, we're all Irish, and it's a chance to embrace, you know, our Irish heritage. You know, and I just wish that we could, you know, just get back to doing that and take all the politics and all the other hoopla that's going on, both here and in Boston, out of St. Patrick's Day.
Well, Sean, at Red Foley's in New York City, I really wish I were... where you are now.
You're welcome anytime. So, but if you're going to get here soon because we're filling up fast. Let me wish everybody out there a very happy St. Patrick's Day. Safe, healthy, and happy. And hey, if you get to New York, stop by and see us right across from the Empire State Building.
Cheers, Sean.
Perfect. Take care, Aaron.